So let me give you an example of what we just heard in a way that you could visualize it, an easier way to understand. So think of an athlete, like an Olympian. Think of how their body represents all their focus, intention, and effort on developing a skill. You with me? Right? Or think of like a model, male or female, who is going to make a living with their looks. Right? They're not going to be the party animal that does drugs and stays out all night. I once read an article about a hand model and how in all her life off camera, she wore gloves and wouldn't do anything with her nails or fingers that most people would do, because her hands had to look perfect for photos. So think of the time, effort, energy, focus where that's a priority, right? And then I'm gonna give it to you even more expanded. So our focus and our intention actually keeps things at a certain frequency. So think of, have you ever known a guy, I haven't met a woman yet, but I'm sure they're out there, but in my reality it's guys, a guy who loves their car, and they wash their car, and they wash their wheels, and they always take care of their car, and their car always looks amazing. It gets all that attention, all that focus, all that effort and energy and appreciation and desire, and so it looks way different than like my car. I love my car, but I love her when I'm driving her, right? I don't really notice her when I go get in her, except to make sure I'm getting in the right car. That my little angel hanging there helps me. So do you feel how that's different, right? And it can be on anything. So somebody, for you to have a great physical experience, that would have to be a dominant focus and desire in your life. Make sense to you? You'd either be really feeding it well, working it out well, thinking about it, thinking, and you wouldn't be thinking in fear of aging, you would be thinking of, ooh, great technology today, how do I anti-age? How do I keep this body young? How do I do enough yoga that I never get stiff and rigid, right? And then, so if you can imagine all the influences these four bodies get, half the time we bless them and they're grateful for them, and the other time we got a curse on them on the side, right? Like, what's wrong with you? So all that is reflected through our physical form, but it's never instantaneous in the body. When you have a pain in your body that's not like from an injury, something has been going wrong for a decade or more. It takes that long before you feel it. Like, think of cancer. By the time you feel cancer, it's probably too late. Is that weird? I always thought that's a weird system. But I guess it would be too disruptive if we were changing all the time. I don't know. But the fastest way to get into the better space is start right now. Only in love, only in curiosity. Hey body, this looks like it's difficult for you. How can I support you? Send me the information that would support you. Okay. And then Louise Hay's book is really good too. So knees are about moving forward. Which eye is it? Left eye.
Left
eye on the left part. Left usually represents, one of two things. It can represent the feminine, or it can represent the past, or maybe both. And then knees are about moving forward. So you can look there, you might get answers, or you can do what the tap said and jump back 10 years. What were your belief systems then about being a woman of this age today? And see if that doesn't have something to do with it. You know, a lot of times we'll hear when we're small, we'll hear people who are older say things, and then we just take it in, we don't have any filters. And then we just grow up and do that. Right? So if you perceive that all grandmothers look a certain way, well, guess what? Or if you perceive, we just have so many different beliefs that we haven't even explored. That's where you want to poke out.
And they're good. A lot are good, and you just don't know that they're there.
You have to ask, and you have to get good at asking, and noticing when the answers come.
I shocked myself this weekend. I heard myself say something. I just stopped and went. I don't really feel like I have any strong negative beliefs about money or wealth, but I was really exposed to some wealth this weekend, and I heard myself say, you know, I could live 6 lifetimes and I wouldn't make enough money to.
Did I say that?
You know, it's
and
just
it's probably not yours. It's probably just in there because you haven't countered it enough.
Yeah.
You've probably heard that more often. Guys, especially in, you know, at this time on earth, I mean, think of our expression, filthy rich, right? Most people believe money is bad. And so if you're not actively countering that, believing the opposite, speaking the opposite, expressing the opposite, focused on the opposite, well, guess what? Your experience with money will be very mixed. And if you aren't consciously expanding your set point of money, it moves very slowly. You'll bounce forward a little bit and then you'll go back. Right? And so, like Alan said, he brought in a big experience of wealth. He was invited and it was very nice. He got to witness different level of income expressed very nicely. And so that frequency was higher than his normal set point, his dominant set point. And so anything that wouldn't fit this new frequency had to come up to the surface and literally out of his mouth. And that's when you say, whoa, we're changing that. And then you counter it. Counter it. Make sense? All right, any other thoughts, questions? That's interesting on weight, the 10 years before. I gotta play with that. Because my old story is that it happened at a certain pivotal point in my life, and it coincided with menopause. So I had a convenient story about it, but now I wanna play with what was going on 10 years before. So I will play with that.